I hate being on my own. It's the worst torture ever.
And do you believe that you will find true love again?
Not unless I can get a machete and chop my bum off and my thighs.
Jay, look, there'll be loads of men out there who won't be put off just because you might be a little on the curvy side.
Yeah, but it's trying to persuade them that because you're on the bigger side, you've still got the same feelings as somebody who's skinny. Mm. You see, they don't understand that. But they want somebody who's a swizzle stick, who's got legs up to their armpits.
But you say that you're kind of desperate to find someone.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why are you not content on your own with your memories of your first true love?
Because I'm rambling around in this big house we brought together, and it's every room, it's got everything. Sorry.
It's all right. I can imagine exactly what you're going through. Because, you know, I've seen it, for example, with my dad. You know, and when you lose somebody, particularly at an age... Because you don't sound old to me, Jane.
I'm only 51. Yeah. I'm a widow at 40.
Yeah. And you don't expect to be on your own at that stage in your life. And when you suddenly, as you say, you know, you've built up a house together with your husband.
Yeah.
And you imagine that you're going to live in that house and grow old together and do everything that couples do. And all of a sudden, the unexpected happens, which, sadly, life can be so wicked and cruel sometimes, can't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you find yourself there on your own. And I can understand that. But do you think you're... Do you think you're ready to find love again?
I don't know, but I'm so lonely. And I'm not a pubby person. And all these chaps say, oh, I like a good drink and all this sort of business. Mm. Then I'm drinking like lemonades and cokes and things like this because I don't drink.
Yeah, but you don't have to be something you're not, Jane, just to find love. I mean, there's loads of men out there who don't like lots of drink, and lots of men who find women who do drink a lot very off-putting anyway. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't have to change who you are.
No, no.
But it's from what you're telling me, it sounds as if you kind of feel as if you do. You need to be really skinny. You need to.
Oh yeah.
You need to start drinking and going to the pub loads. And I don't think you do.
It is. I look at myself in the mirror and say, how can anybody love that? You know, how can anybody love that? I've got a full-length mirror, which is the worst thing I ever got. And you try to dress up when you go out. But whatever you put on, you're still fat.